He makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5. Rock and roll. Touchdown, Texans.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thank you, Mark. Hello, Texans fans, and thanks for joining us. I'm Nick Scherfield, filling in for Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliance Stadium. It's Tuesday, January 6th. In news today, the contracts of Texans head athletic trainer Kevin Bastine and head strength and conditioning coach Dan Riley were not renewed by the team. Texans general manager Rick Smith issued a statement thanking Bastine and Riley for their years of service and wishing them luck in future endeavors. After the season, middle linebacker D'Amico Ryan said he was happy to end the year on a positive note, but that no one in the Texans locker room was satisfied with the team's 8-8 record.
This is definitely, you know, not where we want to be. You know, it's okay. You know, we're disappointed about being 8-8. We look forward to going to the playoffs this year. That's our mindset and that's our goal every time we start the year. So of course it's not where we want to be, but it was fun to end the season with a win, end it on a positive note. But of course we all know we got a lot of work to do to move forward to become the playoff team. I'm encouraged by that. I think we started to play a lot better together. Everybody started to be more accountable. Everybody did their job, stepped in, and you know, made the plays that they were supposed to make. So I mean, it was encouraging to see that we have the right guys in place. So, I think we add a few more guys here or there. I think we have a chance to be a top defense in the league.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.